Total fertility rate, TFR, is the number of children born per woman during her lifetime. The most obvious physical constraint on this is the length of the fertile period, from menarche to menopause. The age of first menstruation has been decreasing from about 17 years in pre-industrial societies to less than 13 years in today's Western world, while the average onset of menopause has advanced slightly to just above 50, resulting in a typical fertile span of some 38 years, compared to about 30 years in traditional societies. There are 300 to 400 ovulations during the fertile lifespan. As every pregnancy precludes 10 ovulations, and because an additional 5 to 6 ovulations have to be subtracted for each pregnancy, due to the reduced chance of conception during the traditionally prolonged breastfeeding period, the maximum fertility rate is about 24 pregnancies. With some multiple births, the total can be in excess of 24 live births, confirmed by historical records of women having more than 30 children. But typical maximum fertility rates in societies practicing no birth control have always been much lower than this, due to the combination of pregnancy loss, stillbirths, infertility, and premature maternal mortality. You will find a chart of rapid fertility rate declines in Asia compared with a steady Africa in the downloadable PDF that comes with this audiobook. As shown in the chart, these realities reduce maximum population-wide fertilities to 7 to 8. Indeed, such rates were common on all continents well into the 19th century, in parts of Asia until two generations ago, and they can still be found in sub-Saharan Africa, with Niger at 7.5. which is well below the preferred family size. When asked, the average number of children that Nigerian women would prefer is 9.1. But even in that region, the TFR, although still high, has declined to 5 to 6 in most of those countries. And the rest of the world now lives with moderate, low, and extremely low fertilities. The transition toward this new world began at different times, not only among different regions, but also within regions. France was far ahead of Italy, Japan far ahead of China. And communist China eventually took the drastic step of restricting families to a single child. That aside, desire for fewer children has been driven by an often highly synergistic combination of gradually rising standards of living, the mechanization of agricultural work, the displacement of animals and people by machines, mass-scale industrialization and urbanization, increasing numbers of females in the urban labor force, advancing universal education, better health care, a higher survival rate of newborns, and government-guaranteed pensions. A historic pursuit of quantity turned, sometimes rapidly, into the quest for quality. The benefits of high fertility, ensuring survival amid high infant mortality, supplying additional labor force, providing old age insurance, began to weaken and then to disappear, and smaller families invested more in their children and in raising their quality of life, usually starting with better nutrition, more meat and fresh fruit, more eating out, and ending with SUVs and flights to distant tropical beaches. As is often the case in both social and technical transitions, the pathbreakers took a long time to accomplish the change, while some late adopters completed the process in just 2 generations. The shift from high to low fertility took about 2 centuries in Denmark and about 170 years in Sweden. In contrast, South Korean fertility fell from more than 6 TFR to below the replacement level in just 30 years. And even before the introduction of the one-child policy, Chinese fertility had plunged from 6.4 in 1962 to 2.6 in 1980. But the unlikely record holder is Iran. In 1979, when the monarchy was overthrown and Ayatollah Khomeini returned from exile to establish a theocracy, Iran's fertility averaged 6.5. But by the year 2000, it was down to the replacement level and has continued to fall. The replacement level of fertility is that which maintains a population at a stable level. It is about 2.1, with the additional fraction needed to make up for girls who will not survive into fertile age. No country has been able to stop the fertility decline at the replacement level and achieve a stationary population. An increasing share of humanity lives in societies with below replacement fertility levels. In 1950, 40% of humanity lived in countries with fertilities above 6, and the mean rate was about 5. By the year 2000, just 5% of the global population was in countries with fertilities above 6, and the mean, 2.6, was close to the replacement level. By 2050, nearly 3/4 of humanity will reside in countries with below replacement fertility.